This is an excerpt of Moving Boxes by Jesse Pugliese. Barbara woke up in the gray-blue light of 5 in the morning. Her legs were sweaty under the blankets, and her nightdress stuck to them as she slid out of the covers. Jack's place in the bed was empty. She sat up against the headboard. She could hear Jack in the kitchen making coffee, and then a crash when he broke one of the mugs of the set. She waited for a second, rolling her neck, listening to Jack exclaim, "Ah, shit!" And then she got up and went into the kitchen. "Don't worry, dear, I got it," Jack said as she knelt down in her nightgown and picked up large chunks of ceramic out of the spreading pool of black coffee. "Why does this smell like whiskey, Jack?" she asked. "Damn it, Barb, I'm sorry." He knelt down next to her with a towel, hiking up his pleated pants and mopped up the spiked coffee with the towel. "It's been a long night. I just needed a pick-me-up." She looked into his face with red rims around his eyes. "Did you get any sleep at all?" She stood up and got another mug from the cabinet while he flung the now brown towel into the sink. "No, not really." "Why don't you come to bed, then?" "I can't. I have to get to the office." She looked at his wristwatch for a moment. "I'm actually going to be late. My editor wants the write-up on the accident from last night by this afternoon." "Fine," she said. "Look, I promise I'll be home for dinner, okay?" he said, scratching his nose. He pulled on his jacket, scraped his car keys off the kitchen counter, and was out the side door in the kitchen. Barbara started to walk to the window over the sink to watch him leave and felt a sharp pain in her left foot. "Ow, damn," she said. She limped into the bathroom and sat on the toilet cover to examine her foot. She limped to the medicine cabinet, took out a pair of tweezers, and took a tissue from the counter. She pulled out a splinter of ceramic from the mug that had broken on her out of her foot with a sigh and squeezed the puncture wound, letting the blood bubble out. She dabbed it with a cotton ball, soaked it in alcohol, and limped away with it to the living room on the balls of her feet.